Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal here on WGN 720. And we're here, we're going to talk about, we like islands here on Nocturnal Journal. We're going to talk about the second annual Washington Island Fish Boil Festival. Not fish bowl, fish boil. I was very excited today. I mistyped fish bowl, which would be another good. Anyway, we're here with songwriter, singer-songwriter Julian Hagen from Washington Island. Paris Schultz, who I met once.
You don't remember, though.
No, we were at the Matchbox after a Lissagor Award, so yes, it had correct. To be a good occasion. And now it's Konecki. And we're going to sing some songs in a little bit, but I just want to set the table here. Tell us where, Julie, where? Tell us where Washington Island is.
And Washington Island, and it is kind of like a fish bowl, actually, living on a small island, just so you know. Washington Island itself is off the end of Door County in Wisconsin. And if you don't know where Door County is, if you look at the state of Wisconsin, it's shaped sort of like a hand with the left hand is a thumb sticking out. And Washington Island is about 6 miles off the end of it. It's about 6 miles by 4 miles in size, about 14,000 acres and 700 year-round people that live there, and we're kind of a suburb of Chicago in the summertime, though.
And you said, I thought 600, but you said the population swelled to 700.
Well, it depends on if it's a cold winter or a warm winter, probably. But no, in the summertime, it actually goes up to probably 3,500 to 4,000, actually. But in the wintertime, I think it's about 700, 660, something like that.
Now, I've been to Door County. I've never been to the island. How far is it from Door County, and how do you get back and forth?
Well, the island itself, you go all the way to the tip of the thumb, as I'm referring to it, and Washington Island is about 6 miles off the end. It's a ferry boat ride, or you can fly in. There's a grass airstrip there. But the ferry boat in the summertime pretty much runs every half an hour during the day. This time of the year, it runs twice a day. I carry the ferry boat, you know, you can keep things rocking in the summer. It's pretty steady, but ferry boat and flying, the two ways.
And you were born on the island.
I was born right in the middle of the island. Midwife and a doctor and all that fun stuff. But yeah, 1956, and things have changed up there by far. I mean, when I was raised, there were no cell phones and satellites, and so we played a lot of music, and we were raised in a poor environment. So thank God for music, and so I'm glad my buddies are here tonight, and I'm glad we're able to come in, Dave, and be a part of this.
And what'd your parents do?
I was raised in a farming environment to start with. It's like in many small towns, even today, you do what you have to do, a lot of hats that one wears. My father fished after that for a while, charter fished during the heyday of salmon fishing. People were like, Charlie Finley was flying in from.
Was he really?
Yeah, man, it was crazy time.
Charlie, yeah.
Yeah, crazy days. But then that died down, but he did that. He chartered most of his life. He was the one that most of the boats followed around to catch the fish. And those are the two. And then we started a quarry. My father used to laugh. Ole Hagen came from Norway in 1875, and you know, we never were very prosperous farming because things didn't grow well. Well, Dad was full of ingenuity, and he decided, let's see what's under the ground. And we had to build a trench silo, they called it, and we dug it out, and here was gravel. So we started a gravel pit, so we did that too. So
now, I was talking to you about your background. I was really excited to learn that you got your break in show business by opening for your family.
I sent that to you or not.
So tell me if this is true. Your family opened for Lassie at the Door County Fair?
You know, I just, the world couldn't hold me back after that. I'm telling you, Dave.
Yes. No Rin Tin Tin, just Lassie.
I know. And my balloon was definitely burst when I found out years later that there were like three or four Lassies, male and female. How did I know? Yeah. But I mean, yes, we went down to the Door County Fair and remember Lassie walking by me and stopping, and I pet Lassie, and then we got to sing, and then after that, they introduced Lassie, man. So, I mean, that was, I didn't sleep for nights, man.
Lassie was like, no autographs, please.
Yeah. I signed them for Lassie, actually.
Did you say, hey, girl? Hey, girl.
Yeah. Well, I couldn't tell if it was a boy or girl. It was long hair, you know.
Yes. But there was no turning back.
No, absolutely not. So, I mean, certainly growing up there on the island, music was a big part of the island life, actually. And certainly spent time going to Branson, Nashville, Austin, but the island always pulled me back. So I still love going, still love coming home.
Now, I've been to Door County, so what's the deal with the fish boils in Door County? Just give us, what's the difference between, for the layman, between a fish boil and a fish fry? Tell us what people can expect at Fitzgerald's.
Well, a fish boil is what it sounds like. You put in a kettle of water. Certainly there's salt and pepper, not much else, but you put the potatoes and the onions in there and you boil them, and then the fish go in eventually, and each one has a certain amount of time, but They are boiled, and then what happens, if you come to Fitzgerald's, I hope you will, or if you go online, you can see the pictures. Kenny,
and where do you go online?
You can go online at FitzgeraldsNightclub.com, or you can certainly do the Washington Island Fish Boil. If you put that in Facebook with WIFF, WIFF, you'll come to the Fish Boil. But you can see these are certainly pictures, but and certainly when I was setting this up last year, I had this idea of what could we do in the wintertime. I turned to my cousin Kenny sitting on the island, and I asked him if he wanted to do a road trip with his kettles, and he said, sure, what do you got in mind? And so we talked to the folks, the fine folks at Fitzgerald's, and they were game for it, although they weren't even sure what happened. And so I had to call Mario Manfrini at the fire department to try to explain to him that he said, well, we don't want to be known as the ones that burned down Fitzgerald's, he said. So what happens is, you throw a kind of a handful or a little can of diesel fuel at the very end that makes this intense heat, and then the water overflows, and that throws off all the impurities from the fish. And that's it. It tastes great, I think. Whitefish does not have a strong fishy taste. It has a real mellow taste. And probably the hardest part of a fish boil is there's bones in the fish, but you just take your time, and that's part of the making you eat slowly and taste it well.
And there's science. It's like coleslaw and stuff. I mean,
yes.
Science.
Yeah, there'll be the fish, potatoes and onions, and then there'll be coleslaw and bread, and then they have a dessert. I'm not sure if it's Door County cherry or apple crisp, but I think it's cherry crisp.
Now, we're going to talk to Kenny in a little bit from Washington
from
Island,
yes.
And he's your cousin. But so the way it works for the 6th, February 6th at Fitzgerald's, it starts at 3:30 is what I heard.
Yeah, the so-called door is open, and what happens, people show up, Kenny will be there, and we put a steel door down because we didn't want to start the blacktop on fire. And on this steel door, we'll have two cauldrons boiling. And then it takes, 20 to 30 minutes to get things fired and going. And the first boil over will probably be around 4:30. And there'll be 50 people at a time. So there's not a big congestion thing. You'll get different colors. There's just no time seating ahead of time or set up. When you show up, they'll give you a colored rubber band or something for your wrist, and then all the blues start out in the 50, and then so people keep going, and there'll be a lot of music going on.
Fitzgerald, he likes organizational stuff like that.
He does, man.
He's like counting out the rubber bands right now.
They're great. He is. They're great. Yeah. They have been a godsend.
Now, that's the thing. You have to make a reservation, right? Because you guys got to know how much fish to bring. So tell us how that works.
Yes. Kenny, for his sake, needs to know, because these are all, they're swimming yet. They'll be swimming till Thursday night probably, if not Friday, the whitefish will. So whatever number of people that make a reservation, then he'll go out and catch them. And last year he had enough fish for 200. The ice moved in pretty hard, but he's optimistic this year, a little more mellow winter. And so that's what happens. He catches the fish, he packs them on ice, and he heads for Chicago.
Now we're going to take a break for some commercials. Now you're going to come back after the break, and you're going to sing the fisherman song.
Yes, that was written about Kenny and his father.
And we'll
bring
Kenny on the phone, so this will be really good.
Okay, cool.
Okay, so don't go away on WGN's Nocturnal Journal.
Southerly, will it do what we need done? Move an ice floe from here to St. Martin's. I'll owe my catch to the wind. Thank God as I pull my nets in. If it blows us free, let's us sail again. Now there's good times and bad. We'll get through with the law of averages. Life goes up and down like the waves we sail upon. It's a way of life and it's in the blood. The passage that leads us to the lake. 4 hours to the nets is what it takes. So drink the coffee strong and black. Spend time thinking back to a day of old and another catch. Now there's good times and bad. We'll get through with the law of averages. Life goes up and down like the waves we sail upon. It's a way of life and it's in the blood.
Let's go to that bridge.
Come, little white fish, glimmer, glimmer, into my nets now, swimmer, swimmer, sing it with us people, help us carry it on. Come, little white fish, glimmer, glimmer, into my nets now, swimmer, swimmer, sing it with us people, sing the fisherman's song. So evening, with the compass set for land, Venus warms the heart, but cold still are the hands. Full-bellied seagulls as happy friends. Jackson Harbor is straight ahead. Fish tug, welcome, welcome home. Now there's good times and bad. We'll get through with the love averages. Life goes up and down like the waves we sail upon. It's a way of life and it's in the blood.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. Julian Hagen, Parrish Schultz, and Alex Konecki. Now, you wrote that song for the gentleman on the phone. We've got Ken Coyen, the fisherman. I mean, your cousins?
Yes, I did. We share a common ancestral tree there. I did write it in probably 1986. I actually started writing that. We used to put 300-foot nets under the ice and go out in like 70 below and pull these nets up. And the guys would sing that little part, come little white fish, glimmer, glimmer. And I thought it was clever. So I started writing a song, and then it turned into about Kenny and his father, and his fish tug is called the Fish Tug Welcome. Little did I know that that come little white fish, glimmer, glimmer, the guys that plagiarized that from the Mills Brothers, come little glowworm. So I plagiarized and they plagiarized. But anyway, that's the story behind it anyway. True story.
Kenny, are you there?
I'm here.
Well, thank you. Thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, you're very welcome.
And where are you at, Kenny? I like to set up a sense of place.
Right now I'm standing outside my place of business called Coin Collection. It's a bar and a restaurant combination. And it's raining a little bit out here, but reception isn't real good.
Okay, that's okay. You're a fourth-generation Washington Islander?
I am fifth-generation Washington Islander, yes.
And tell me how you got in. Two questions. Tell me how you got into the fishing, and then tell me the process of how the fish are going to come down here to Berwyn.
Well, the story on how I started fishing was my father, who had fished up and down the lake his whole life, pretty much, until he got married, and then he decided he would farm. So I farmed with him the first 17 years of my life, and then Deering went out on Washington Island, and I come home from working on the ferry line one day, and he says, "You want to go fishing?" And I says, "Yeah, let's go." And I headed for the fishing pole. He says, "No, no, not that kind." I says, "Well, what kind?" He says, "Commercial." I says, "Well," I said, can I do it?" And he said, "Hold out your hand." And I held out my hand. He says, "Well, they're big enough." And that in October will be 45 years ago.
Wow.
So, yeah, and actually, I haven't caught the fish yet for this coming weekend.
Yeah, tell us how it works. I mean, I heard earlier they were saying Thursday. I mean, when do you go out, and how do you ship them down here?
Well, this time of year, we pretty much try and fish any day we can. It depends on the ice and the wind, and like the song says, you know, where we can get to and where we can catch something. So it's kind of trial and error, and it's always, you know, pretty much repeats from the previous year. And probably Wednesday, Thursday, I hope to be able to catch enough for the fish boil. And we set gill nets one day and pick them up the next day. And I'll take those fish and scale them and scrape them and wash them, chunk them, and bring them with me on Friday afternoon, headed down your way.
When you say catch enough, what does that mean? Do you have a number in mind?
We don't have a number yet as to how many people are going to show up, but it takes a pound of fish per person when you start on them. So if there's 200 people, I need 200 pounds. If there's 400, I need 400 pounds.
Are you still in the farming business? Do you still do the organic wheat for Capital Brewery? I read that.
We're not dealing with Capital brewery anymore. We're with Death's Door, and we make they make vodka, gin, whiskey products from our wheat here on the island. We have 850 acres certified organic. So I've always done what my ancestors have done. They've always been farmers and fishermen, and I'm just following through.
For everybody here, tell us about Death's Door, why it's called Death's Door.
Well, Death's Door is a passage between Washington Island and Northport, which is on the mainland. And that was called Port de Mort's Passage 15 years ago. And reportedly, a bunch of Indians drowned it, and they got the name Death's Door.
Okay. And how long have you been with Death's Door Distillery?
I believe it's 8 years now.
8 years? Okay. Are you still with the restaurant? K.K. Fisk?
Oh, yeah. I built this in 1983, and I've been fishing almost 45 years. Fish Tug Welcome is 90 years old this year, and we're going to have a birthday party for her on my dad's birthday, August 14th.
Who's that?
The Fish Tug Welcome that Julian sung
song
about.
Okay, that's going to be behind. Okay.
Yes. It will be 90 years old. It's in the water right now. It's a great little boat. It was built right here on the island.
And tell us about the menu at your restaurant. And I know you're famous for the lawyer basket and the lawyer fish. Is that a cod? But tell us why it's called the lawyer.
Yes, it is a freshwater cod. Burbot is a proper name for it, although it has many names in different parts of the United States, Canada, Alaska, from Misai to mud shark in Alaska, lush in Canada, eel pout in Minnesota.
What's that?
Eel pout.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, that's the same kind of fish.
Yeah,
that's
really?
What, yeah. It's weird.
It's all but, yes, fresh it's man's, all freshwater cod.
Poor man's lobster.
But it's just, right, yeah. Just has different names.
So why is it called the lawyer basket?
It's because of the location of its heart is right next to its gluteus max.
Next to his butt.
I knew that, but I wanted you to say it. I didn't want to.
I fed Dave all these lines. He's looking good right now. Yeah. You're making him look better.
Well, I'm well researched, but I didn't want to spoil the punchline there.
So,
we're going to take a break here in a minute and have some more music. But is whitefish what people eat on the six? Is that good for you? Is there what omega 3? Or I mean, what's in it? Is it good fish?
The printout as far as Sea Grant is, it's the best eating fish in Lake Michigan for you.
See, I didn't know
it's
that.
Highest in protein and lowest in calories. It's just a great fish. It has to be eaten fresh because if you freeze it, it gets like rubber. Just the opposite of what most meats do. They get tender, but this one gets really tough.
Okay. Were you at the – I was curious. Were you at the gig where you played for Lassie? Were you at that show at Door County where Julian opened?
No, I wouldn't let him in every gig here. I had to cut him out of that
it
one.
It was standing room only. Yeah. But okay, thank you, Kenny. We're going to take a break for the news with David Jennings, and then we'll be back with some more live music here on WGN's Nocturnal Journal.
It's a Van Morrison tune here.
You can take all the tea in China, put it in a big brown bag for me, sail across all the seven oceans, drop it right into the deep blue sea. She's a sweet tip below, honey. She's an angel of the first degree. She's a sweet tip below, honey. Just like honey from a bee. You can't stop us on our road to freedom. can't stop, 'cause our eyes can see. Man of wisdom, men in granite, knights in armor bent on chivalry. She is as sweet as Tupelo honey. She's an angel of the first degree. She is as sweet as Tupelo honey, just like honey from a bee. She is as sweet as Tupelo honey. She's an angel of the first degree. She's an angel. She's as sweet as Tupelo honey, just like honey from a bee. Just like honey.
Excellent. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN. That's Paris Schultz there on lead with Julian Hagan and Alice Konietzky, the great Van Morrison. How'd you guys come together? How did this trio assemble?
I was sitting in around Washington Island, and there's an Irish pub on the island called the Fiddler's Green, and we love going to Ireland, a bunch of us, so we
A bunch of us with these
well,
guys?
Well, not these guys. Oh, just okay. Some other friends. They're not there yet.
Oh, okay.
They're not part of the bunch yet.
Okay.
But that night, so the three of them walked in with another friend of theirs. I'd never seen them before, and they sat down. There's a couch and chairs, and I had a guitar, but there was a guitar on the wall, and Paris asked, can I grab the guitar? I'm sure. So that was
ever it. Ever the attention seeker.
Yes.
I felt, and you too, Alex.
I felt sorry for them. They were like little kids just waiting to be in my limelight here. So we started playing, and we played for a few hours that night, and then we played a benefit, actually, the next night. A friend had cancer issues, so we played about 5 hours that night, and that's how it started. We just, music.
Now, Paris, you're the only political reporter I know who sings Tupelo Honey. Go down to Springfield. I got some songs you could sing in Springfield.
Yeah, right. It'll bring them. I can sing Kumbaya.
Yeah.
Bring them together.
But so tell me about your introduction to Washington Island and how you got up there and stuff.
Well, actually, I work for Chicago Tonight, and my boss, our executive producer, goes up there and told me, you got to go up to Washington Island. I said, okay. So hitched a ride with some of my friends, and we went up there, and we're just really, we didn't know what to expect. We're really pleased to discover such a, an artistic and friendly community. And this Fiddler's Green was just this place where just all these vibes of music
and
harmony were flowing, and we just someone would call out a tune, let's play a James Taylor tune, and we'd all play it, and we'd work out the harmonies right on the spot there, and 4 hours later it's 2 a.m. and we're still going, so we just continued on, and Julian, he's a sweet guy, and he brought us on board for this benefit.
And how long ago was that? When did you first go up there, roughly?
When was it, Alex? About 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was the end of summer of 14, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, we didn't know what to expect. We didn't bring any instruments or anything. We didn't know, and we bought this guy's CD, and like, wow, what a songwriter. What a little gem up here on this little dot in the middle of the Great Lakes.
I'm a jewel.
We all call Julian our little gem.
Yes. I want to be called Jewel from now on. Yeah, whatever, you guys. Well, and you guys are, I'd say, we're even just sitting around the other day. I mean, they know songs from back in the 30s, 40s, like East Side, West Side, and all of a sudden we're off on Queen and Led Zeppelin. And I mean, their library of music is pretty, pretty cool, man. So,
we were born in the wrong era.
Yeah, Alex. Yeah. Same thing. I mean, what were you doing here? What you went up there with Paris? I mean, tell me about your introduction.
So I was a practicing lawyer at the time, actually. so love the lawyerfish name.
yeah, right.
It hit pretty close to home. I shed a couple of tears.
Just where?
All
at
in
home?
Good. That's right.
Yeah.
But I remember having the conversation with Paris actually at that time, like, man, we need to get out of the city. You know, yeah. It was just everybody kind of feeling frazzled, like we needed to go to a place that was just very far removed, you know,
from
around here.
And that is. It, for a day's drive, that's the most far removed that you can be from Chicago.
And I remember the conversation to her, like, oh, yeah, Lake Geneva. And Geneva was completely booked. And I'm glad, I'm so glad that it was, because what we found in Washington Island is really special. Our little gem, Julian.
Yeah, you're going to sell little stuffed toys. I know you guys.
The funny thing is we'd play it. We'd just play, you know, random tunes. And next, everywhere you go on the island the next day, you go to the grocery store. Oh, you guys played a great show last night. You go to the bar. Oh, you were in the band last night. That was great. Every single person on the island was there.
It's
a small
at the show.
Place. Well, the island is real chill. I mean, you go to Door County, it's certainly a lot more going on, and it's a lot busier. The island is built more conversation. It's a slower pace, less restaurants, not a lot of stores. You got some, Alex?
Yeah, and I was going to say, you know, I think the thing that really distinguishes Washington Island for me is how friendly everyone is. Mm. Everybody talks about Midwestern friendliness. Okay, but I think that Washington Island actually invented Midwestern friendliness. When we walked into Fiddler's, you know, it was more of an invitation, like everybody, first of all, there's not a stage in there. It's everybody sitting on couches and comfortable chairs and whatever, in a circle and just finding an instrument. Yeah. If it's your voice, if it's a guitar, if it's a mandolin, whatever is lying around, and just singing if you can. And that was exactly how we were invited into this. I remember walking in and Julian was like, hey, do you guys play anything? And we're like, actually, yes, we do. You know, and so we sat down and we started playing. And like we said, 4 hours later, you know.
And the next day, 5 hours.
A band was made. Yeah. Right.
Like I said, we at the beginning, we all love islands here at Nocturnal Journal. I've been going to Key West. We haven't brought up Jimmy Buffett yet, but I've been going there since the 80s, and I was just at Easter. I mean, what about growth? Is that and development there? I mean, I've been to Door County. I've never been to Washington Island. Is that an issue about people discovering it more and more? How do you preserve what you guys are talking about?
What has saved us? My father was town chairman back in the late 60s, 70s, and he's the one that really pushed zoning on the island for good or for bad. I mean, if you own land, you want to get the most you can for it. The upside of it, of course, is the making it a little harder to put houses in every 50 feet of water frontage. We have somewhat the more strictest in the county, so that helps us. Certainly, just the thing that it's Washington Island, like maybe anywhere, but it's not for everybody. The accessibility, certainly catching a ferry boat, it's not for people that are in a hurry. If you want to shop or want all these other extracurricular things to do, it's probably not the place. But you'd be surprised at how much there is to do there. But that in itself keeps the development slower, at a slower pace, which we're grateful for. Certainly there's zoning laws, but it really is the accessibility and we have zoning that really controls condominiums and stuff. We don't want to be a condo, right. You know, not knocking it, but that's just not our goal or what we want. So it's a pretty magical place. I hope you come to visit it, ye who are listening out there, and look for this little gem here. I'll be on the street.
Apparently, apparently you're easy to find.
I have the same look as Paris and Alex. We need attention.
Like Chicago's version. You're like Chicago's version of a walking man.
Oh yeah, it's kind of scary. You see my arms coming at you with extra, you know, stretched out towards
you. As soon as you get off the ferry, you're welcoming the ferry.
Yeah, there he is. It's like. Now, I want to go over. There's so many moving parts at this thing at Fitzgerald's.
Yes.
February 6th. You're going to have a Fiddler's Green jam session in the sidebar.
Yes,
so
off the sidebar.
What's going to go on there?
Okay, if you haven't been to Fitzgerald's, I mean, that place is a great place to go to, and it's a great music venue. The sidebar is a very cool, smaller environment, very intimate. And off of that, there's a room that they call it the party room, but it's probably seats 80 people that if you want to seat. And sit in there, but that's where there's a stage, but we sit in the middle of the room, and Kate from Fiddler's Green is bringing the chairs and down in the table that we all put our iPads now on for words, and we sit in the circle, and people step in and step out, they sing a song, they ask for a song, we bring up anything, we'll do a medley, we'll abuse anything, sadly, probably sometimes. And we don't judge anybody how well they sing. It's just really all-inclusive.
It's just like this show.
It is. It's all-inclusive. Yeah, don't judge. That's very cool. You know, within the night that we're referring to on the 6th, it's kind of a moving. You can certainly spend a lot of time visiting and meeting people. A lot of island-connected people will be there. But in the sidebar, that's where more of the jamming situation of sharing and sitting in a circle. On the main stage will be There'll be a variety. It's more of a little bit of a variety show. They'll Paris and Alex and I, and there'll be a friend from Jumpin' a Saddle. He used to be in that band in
Who's
Chicago.
That?
Rick Gorley. Okay. He used to be the bass player for about 7 years. And Rick is a great bass player. And actually, Peter Quinn, who's the lead singer for them, he used to come to the island all the time, too. And we used to play, just wander. There's four bars in a row, and we just go to every bar and play all night. But we'll have a band that night. We'll be doing everything from these Van Morrison tunes to Led Zeppelin to, you know, we're still going to surprise you. And there'll be another friend, Christine Mild, is going to be there, and she'll be doing some, she's in a touring scene with Patsy Cline. She'll do some of those tunes and some original tunes. She's recording a new album. And there'll be other people stepping in on the big stage, and we'll have a slideshow.
Yeah, I saw that.
You have Washington Island going, kind of shooting through all, and that shows the island. There'll be door prizes. There'll be a raffle. You want to bring up the broad, or should I in that situation?
No, go ahead.
Okay, there's going to be, other than fish, there will be a brat available. See you later, Dave. Yeah, I'm taking over your show, okay? Dave just walked up the door, man. I feel powerful, man.
Hey, get the traffic
on the 8th.
Yeah. Yeah. The gem is on the air now. Yes. That's my call letter, GEM. That's it. But at Fitz Earl's that night, we're going to have brats also from the one-stop shopping center on the Island Man store. Jerry's the meat man.
Jerry's Island Brats.
Yes. And we'll have that and, you know, other potatoes, and there'll be some other food. And Kate's going to have a vegan little scene with hummus and stuff. So there'll be a variety here.
You
so.
Brought in some beer. You're the first guest ever to bring in beer.
Well, I like to be unique.
And is that a local? I haven't had any. Is that a local beer?
You know what? All I know is it's it has all the German stuff on it.
No,
but I don't,
Hofbräu. This is a classic German.
Okay, yeah, but I don't know if it's made here or not. I don't know. We brought in my cousins own a fish store up on Montrose, the Hagen Fish Market.
Right. I've heard, yeah.
Yeah. So I stopped up there today, and since I couldn't bring in it, come into your middle of your studio and do a fish boil.
Yeah.
I brought in some dip and some pickled herring and stuff. So support there. You know, in the old days, there were quite a few fish stores down here. That was one of them. There's the Fish Keg up in on Howard, up in Skokie or Evanston. That's island connected and owned also. So support
great.
The cause here. But
that's great.
Anyway, we hope you'll come out, yes, on the 6th. I think it's going to be a great fun night, a lot of music, and you'll meet some great people, and it's going to be some great music and great fun. So.
And explain the cover charges again. It's 50, you have to make a reservation for the food.
For the fish. Not yeah. The, yeah. It's $15 for entrance fees, no matter what. And then if you want the fish boiled, you have to go online. You don't have to buy an entrance fee to get in, but just so you know that you have to, that you can buy at the front door, but the fish boil you have to book ahead of time, and that's $17. And and then the brats, which you don't have to have a reservation for or whatever, that's going to be $12 for that also.
Okay, we're going to take a break here for some commercials. You want to do one more song?
Yeah, that'd be great. Okay. Absolutely.
All right, don't go away on Nocturnal Journal after this.
If you ever change your mind about leaving, leaving me behind. Oh, bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it all home to me.
Yeah,
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 yeah. Yeah. I'll give you jewelry and money too. That ain't all. That ain't all I do for you. Oh, bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it on home to me. Yeah.
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 Yeah. Well, you know you'll always be your slave till I'm buried, buried in my grave.
Oh, bring it to me.
Bring your sweet loving.
Bring it all home to me, yeah.
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 Whoa.
Bring it to me. Bring your sweet loving. Bring it all home to me.
That's beautiful. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. That's like the White Persuasions. That's very, very, that's very
like
good. So, Alex Konecki, Paris Schultz, and Julian Hagen. You know, I wanted to ask Paris and Alex, I was when you were talking 2014, but what maybe changed or shifted for you either musically or spiritually or maybe nothing once you visited that? Maybe you, everybody has a certain expectations about a place they go to and what they envision is going to be like. What were things like for you after you spent some time there and met people, and what changed for you?
I think we were all opened up to new tunes that that we hadn't heard before. But I think I've been a musician since I was six, and I'm very structured, and I'm very rehearsed, and I'm very serious about it. And when we went to Washington Island, we just kind of like threw all that away and jammed, and so it kind of reinvigorated that spirit of getting together, jamming, not worrying about the details, the specifics, and having fun, because you know I'm so used to reading charts and being very serious about it. So that's what it changed for me.
Alex,
for me, you know, I think it was the importance of leaving the city. I've been in Chicago for the last 15 years of my life. I am very biased towards Chicago. I like to spend a lot of my time in Chicago, but I realized that I'd kind of hit a wall at that time and I needed something different, go to a different place, meet different people. And specifically a smaller place with a big outdoors, and a lot of community, mm-hmm. which is certainly what I found when we all jumped in my truck and drove. How much is it? 6 hours? Five, six hours.
It's fine. You were crying on the ferry. We got on the ferry ride, and you were tearing up.
Wow.
You were so. He was.
I never saw that side.
That? Did I just?
No, it's okay. I'm a crier. I'm a crier.
You were looking around, and you're like, I'm like, Alex, what's wrong? He's like, this is so beautiful. We're on this ferry. We're going to this island. We're disconnecting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, and good night, everybody. But that was so. That was the. I thought that was the important voyage, the voyage part of our of my realization or the change. Musically speaking, I hadn't been around roots music for a long time and really soulful guitar music, and that was reintroduced into my life at that time. And I'm so grateful that it was. And also, I'm a piano player. I had not played the guitar at that time. I think that maybe is kind of what was the spark that I need to pick up a guitar, because the guitar is really the coolest instrument that there is. Like, piano is all right, but it's just not as cool as a guitar. So that is what compelled me to pick up a guitar, and I'm starting to learn how to play now.
But your reaction, your apparent reaction, is why I asked that question. You know, we've been working on and off over the last few years on a documentary on Springfield, Missouri, and some of the music that came out of there. And Robbie Foulkes was telling us for the documentary, Springfield's bigger than Washington Island, but making art and creating music in an isolated place.
Yeah, absolutely.
Can you talk about that? And not having anything, you know, coming in on you and hitting you and stuff?
Well, and I'm easily distracted. I certainly have a lot of acronyms that would fit ADD, etc. But certainly for the creative part I need, I certainly need to be around people that are being creative. It could be pottery. It could be author. But being on a place like the island where now you do have satellite, but there's not all the other things that get into your senses.
Clutter.
Definitely is white noise of life here. So, and being around, I feel I made really some great friends here, which is the biggest blessing. The music is certainly a big part too. So that island has certainly opened up many doors to me. But the places in the county is very creative. But yeah, the world's built. It's just too much going on out there, it seems.
A lot of noise.
Do a lot of Chicagoans come? I mean, I've, like I said, I just never took, nothing ever happened. I never took the leap. I went to Door County and never went to Washington Island. Do a lot of Chicagoans come up to the island? Or, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
When you drive past Green Bay, you know, it's all Green Bay Packer stuff. And about an hour into Door County, all you see is Bears stuff.
It's all Illinois license plates. It's totally disorienting.
It's a lot of Chicagoans on Washington Island. But like you said, there isn't some big millionaire building a giant home on the beach. It's all very rustic and old and untouched. It's really incredible.
Yeah. I mean, I hope you'll come and visit. And same with Fitzgerald's. I think you'll see a bit of it if you do come that night. I hope you do. And again, it's fitzgeraldsnightclub.com. But there's going to be you'll see the, you know, there's a lot of magic out in the world, but this place has its fair share, and I think at Fitzgerald's you'll see some of that night.
And so, Washington Islands, that's year round. I mean, you can go
year round. Certainly, it's much quieter by far in the wintertime.
Yeah.
But again, you can you can take a ride and not meet a car, you know, for all the way. It's about 150 miles of road, and you can drive and not meet anybody at night up there this time of the year. It's pretty quiet, but pretty magical.
So let's do the drill one more time. Maybe go over the menu, the details. It starts at 3:30. Doors at 4:30. Something like that.
The door's at 3:30. Okay. You can certainly come and
February 6th.
Yes, February 6th, and it costs, again, entrance is $15, fish boil 17 more.
$12 and under free, I wrote down.
Free for getting in, not for the fish boil. Uh-huh. And then the brats are $12 for the potatoes, onions, and dessert and coleslaw. But, and there'll be a lot of music and a lot of fun. And so I hope you come out and say hi. But I want to thank you, Dave, very much. I want to thank Fitzgeralds for setting this up tonight. Very appreciative, and you better come to the island. I'll stick you in my 45 Army Jeep, and we'll go wandering around.
That'd be a lot.
Go get you your bitters cards. It's the longest-running bar.
Bitters.
Longest continually running bar in the state of Wisconsin. During Prohibition, they got a pharmacy license, and they dispense bitters. So they still dispense bitters, and you get this card that says you're a member. So you'll have hair in your head when you leave the island. Trust me.
That would be a nocturnal journey for us.
And I'll be when you're on the island, I'll be filling in your show here anyway. Yeah. So we'll work out the details.
you do a fine job. So thanks you guys. This is a fun segment. Thanks for joining us tonight on Nocturnal Journal. Thanks to Dan Long, Aubrey Mumpower, and David Jennings, and thank you for listening. We'll see you soon.